Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin's Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
Listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And to start things off, we heard Ali Sethi and Nicholas Jar from their album released last year entitled Initha, and that was the song Muda, which is a Urdu word for duration, according to the brief Google search I did to look into it. And pretty exciting time for Nicholas Jar fans here in the city. Darkside, who we're going to hear in a moment, is one of his bands, and they're going to be coming in April. Tickets just went on sale for that, and they have a new single out, their debut on Matador. And tomorrow, Ali Sethi and Nicholas Jar are going to be here on campus at UBC at the Chan Center performing that album, Initha, which came out last year for the very first time live. So if you you're a Jarhead, if you're a Nicholas Jar fan, you should look into that. I think there's a few tickets left. And this afternoon, Nicholas Jar is going to be in conversation with Jarrett Martineau, the curator and programmer at the Chan Center. So that's on campus this afternoon at 1:30. So I've been a fan of Nicholas Jar's for quite a while, so excited that I'll get to look behind the process this afternoon over at the Chan Center. And Ali Sethi will be giving a talk at the Liu Center, Liu Institute on campus at 5:30. So if you are on campus already, congratulations. There's some cool things happening here. On today's show, a bunch of new stuff. It just keeps coming. Some new Born at Midnight, some new Mount Eerie, some new Horse Girl just debuted. And some new Aster Dawn. We're going to hear that in a moment, but we're going to start with Dark Side. So this is Nicholas Jar's other band, and they have a record coming out. So this is the first single off of that called Groucha Max. Here we go. Here is Dark Side. We'll be right back.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
On November 23rd, you are invited to enjoy a night of entertainment, food, and a silent auction organized by Atira Women's Resource Society to benefit Atira Development Society's housing projects for trans, gender-diverse, and two-spirit individuals. To find out more and get your ticket, visit the Atira website at atira.bc.ca. That's atira.bc.ca. And check out the events under the Ways to Help tab. See you there.
right. That was Aster Dawn from the new single Flies of Heaven. Yes. And before that, we heard Earthball. They are from Nanaimo. They have a new record out on Upset the Rhythm, a great UK label, featuring members of Shearing Pinks and Kamikaze Nurse. So, oh God, I'm joking. All things that'll be familiar to Dunkin' Donuts listeners. fun stuff. And at the top, we heard Dark Side from the new their new single, Groucha Max. All right, let's get a little poppier, shall we? Let's switch over Montreal. We've got some Born at Midnight. I love this band. I play every song that they put out, seemingly. Very devoted fan of this music. And Amory, the singer, she put out a great record. And the other stuff from that scene, I love it all. Great pop music. Let's give a listen to it. This is the new single from Born at Midnight entitled Think It Over. Here we go.
Living for survival, death drive, data set. an old broom whose straw keeps chunking off for me to sweep up. When my life is worn to a numb, I too will be swept up eventually. Came from, I too am a chunk broken off from the broom of wind.
that was Horse Girl from their forthcoming record entitled Phonics On and On, produced by Kate LeBon. I did not think that was going to rhyme in my head when I composed that sentence, but then it did. And that was the song 2468. Horse Girl from Chicago, about to release that'll be their third album, and went to tour to Vancouver a couple of years ago, I think, and then I think the tour got canceled for health stuff, or I don't know, something like that. I don't think they actually played here, but correct me if I'm wrong. And hopefully they'll tour this record. I'm sure they will in the new year. Yes. Before that, we heard Mount Eerie from the new album Night Palace. That was the song Broom of Wind. We certainly have had a broom of wind around here. And Mount Eerie will be touring to Vancouver, playing at the Rickshaw Theater in the new year. Great to hear Mount Eerie back at it. Before that, we heard Midnight News from their new cassette, Bad News, Bad New Days. That was the song Casino Messiah. And at the top, we heard Born at Midnight with the single, Think It Over. And there's a very funny write-up on their Bandcamp page for this that I'd, I don't know, I thought it was funny. Everyone seems to get extremely worked up about huge mainstream bands getting back together. But what about the barely existent minor league duos from Montreal? Small output, meet big ideas. Yes, that is Born at Midnight. All right. Let's get poppier and let's go back to Montreal. This is the band Das Beat, and this is the song Wrestling My Mind. Here we go.
Beating is my empathy. We stand for peace. We stand for justice for the people of Palestine and for the upholding of international law.
On November 30th, join Irish for Palestine BC for a night of crack agus ciol, including trivia, music, dancing, and fundraising for an important cause. All funds raised will be donated to Medical Aid for Palestinians, a long-standing charitable organization responding to the humanitarian emergency in Gaza and Lebanon by providing on-the-ground medical supplies and complex care to children and families impacted by violence. Tickets are $15, and the event will be held in the function room of Foy's Irish Bar. To find out more, visit at Irish for Palestine BC on Instagram. That's at Irish for Palestine BC with a numerical 4. Saoirse don Phalastine.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Later, because of the fact they're waiting for the working girls to get there.
And what is it those girls are doing?
Well, they're making money for the balls, or they're making their costumes, their outfits, or, you know, getting it together like that. Something like that. I'm trying to do it with respectful favor, but that is between myself and them, so I will not wish to further speak about it. And they just, but at most times, 99% of the time, I know. 95% of the time, but I feel like.
And she wants him to buy her a washer and dryer set. In order for him to buy that, I'm sure she'd have to go to bed with him anyway to give him what he wants, for her to get what she wants. So, in the long run, it all ends up the same way.
Thank you.
Out of time, so I'm just going to dip that down. That's the song Punish by Ethel Kane, the first single off of the new record entitled Perverts, coming out next year. Before that, we heard Blood Orange, and that was the song Desiree from the great album Freetown Sound from 2016, and it features a number of samples from Venus Extravaganza in the movie Paris is Burning. And amazing documentary, and Venus Extravaganza is such a luminous presence in that movie. And she was murdered during the production of that film. And so I played that, and playing the Ethel Kane song, and the song I'm going to play next, because yesterday was the Transgender Day of Remembrance. And so we think about the transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming people who have been killed or targeted with violence, discrimination, or abuse. And there's an excellent new compilation coming out by the Red Hot organization that put out a number of compilations in the 90s for to raise money for AIDS research. And they have a new compilation coming out tomorrow called Transa. And this features a real amazing artist, Devendra Banhart. Well, maybe he's not so amazing. Jeff Tweedy and Claire Rousey, Anna Roxanne, Julian Baker, Hand Habits with Bill Callahan. You're going to hear a bunch of these songs in the coming weeks, Andre 3000. And the song that we're going to hear next, which is a song by Sade, here going by Sade Adu, in which she performs a new song called Young Lion that's dedicated to her son, who is trans, named Isaac. And so, here's Sade with the song Young Lion. Thanks so much for listening, and I will be back next week. Have a good week, everyone.
See how far you've come.